Shabbos Davah was starting 5 lines from the bottom. Tan Rabbanan Amitz Mechunas L'Flat. If someone takes out a chepetz from a Rishis Yochid and he goes into a Rishis Ramu plot, it was a open large street that the people used to stand there and walk through as a marketplace. Derech Stav, and it was through a stav. A stav, Rashi says, is Makom and Stavayis. There was a place where there was benches that Shiyesh and Seichrin, that the people who used to sell the wares would sit on them. And it was a caramelist, the Lavla Lucha Kurishis Ram. People didn't walk there because it was blocked by these benches, and therefore it was a caramelist. It's not Rishis Yochan, not Rishis Ram. So therefore you took a chepetz, going from Rishis Yochan, Rishis Ram, which is a chiv deraisa, but you passed through a Makom called a caramelist, which Lachayr would now break that chiv deraisa. However, the Rabbanan says he's still Yechayiv, because the Akir was in Rishis Yochid, the Hanoch was in Rishis Rabim. But Ben Azia says the fact that you walk through a stav, you walk through a kamalis, that breaks the Chiyiv, and you would be Potter. So the Gemara says, of course, when it says Potter, it means Potter of Al-Asa. But Bishlam Ben Azai, according to Ben Azai, it makes sense, because some Malacha Imadami, that he holds by walking, every time you take a step, wherever you are, then you consider like you took a step and you stopped. Then you start again. So therefore, there's always a kira and aracha happening. So the fact that you went through a stav, at that point, now you stop in a kamalas. The fact that you stopped in a kamalas breaks apart the chi of the kira and aracha, which were deraisa. And now it would be only asa midrabbanon, but it would be pata midraisa. Rabbanon, they don't hold mahalach midami. They hold that when you're walking, there's nothing that's happening. Just continuously walking. Therefore, you always need a separate akira and a separate hanocha. And here, l'chayra, there was an akira in Rishis Yochid. Rishis Rabbi had the hanocha. You should be chayiv. But the Gemara asks, heich ashkan kaika abnu l'chayiv. We know b'negeya walking and doing a haitzah, the issa haitzah, is a very big chiddush, like Taisa said on Beis Amin Aleph, that it's a malacha gurua. So therefore, since a malacha gurua, we can't learn one thing from another. Usually we have a concept of obvious and toldais, that we have whatever you see that's similar to the av, we could consider a tolda and it's chayiv on Shabbos. However, it has to be something specifically that we see in the Torah. So here, where do you see such a concept? Why you chayiv midraisa? So, Amr Safra, Amr Avin, Amr Berichah, we turn to Vav Amid Aleph. Midi dehava, amav chayiv b'rishus rabim. If someone's walking in a rishus rabim, and the din is that you're not allowed to walk four amas rishus rabim, make akira and hanach and rishus rabim when you walk more than four amas. So this guy walked 10 amas. And the din is over there. Hasam over there. Lav afakav to chayim d'nokalei. You're walking 5, 6 amis. V'azal potter. You continue walking as long as you don't make the hanocha. You're potter. Ki manach lechayiv. However, once you put it down, you make the hanocha. You'd be chayiv. So hachinami lo yishna. Here also, even though you went through a kamos, the fact that you were potter at that point, you weren't yet chayiv because you didn't put it down. That's not going to be something that's going to be a problem because you were walking somewhere at that in between. That's not going to be a problem. So hachinami lo yishna. Here also, it shouldn't be a problem. Gemara says, me dummy, you can't compare the two. Hasam over there, but the gaya walking 4 amas and shusram or 5 or 6 amas. Anywhere where you put it down at 5 amas, at 6 amas, at 7 amas, it would have been a makom chiyuv. But however, you happen to have not put it down. You didn't do an anacha. But hacha, but the din of a caramelist, if you went from a shushyachin and you passed through a caramelist, you might have played the stuff. If you would have actually put it down in the stuff, that's a makom patura. And therefore, it should break it. It should break the fact that it's not from a shushyachin directly to shushram. And again, you still don't see the concept in the Torah. Now, the Gemara says, we're talking about a person that walked exactly 4 abbas. Ash says, abbas with some tzomais. So therefore, hasam, but the alav avakav, the manachle betrilis amis. If you put it down after you walk 2 amis or 3 amis, you'd be part of. So, kimanachle betrilis tal amis, chayiv. But still, when you place it down after 4 amis, you're still chayiv. Here also, you're right, there was a makom patur. The makom patur is almost like the person putting it down in 2 amis or 3 amis, where that's not considered chiyuv shabbos because you weren't ma'avid dal amis b'shus rabim. The Gemara says midami again. You can't compare. Hasam l'gavid ha'hai gavim makbaturo. You're right. For this person that only walked 2 amis, that's a place where if he put it down at that point, he wouldn't be chayiv for shabbos. But l'kulam, but someone else that walked 5 or 6 or 4 amis exactly or 7 amis, he would be makom chiyuvu. If he placed it down at that point, it would be a makom chiyuv. And therefore, this spot is not a place where you're going into a space that there is no chiyuv if you put it down here. But hacha, by the case of the that we were just talking about in our Gemara, then l'kulam makbaturo. This makom is a kamalas, and therefore, if you were to place it down while you're walking through this kamalas, it would be a makom patur. So therefore, you can't say that you see this same case in the Torah. So the fact you walk from Rishis Ram to Rishis Yach to Rishis Ram, but since there was an intervening kamalas, that should maybe make it part of. Ella, we're talking about over here a case we went from Rishis Yach to Rishis Ram, and we see this, that even though it was Derech Sidi Rishis Ram, Derech Sidi Rishis Ram was almost outside the door of a of a house, you had a space, and that space, people used to sometimes walk in there, and that was considered Sidur Shushram. So Hasam Lav Avakavdi Monachle at Sidur Shushram, the din is that if you walked in and you placed it in Sidur Shushram, it's considered intervening Makam and it's Pata, but Vichy Monachle B'Shushram. But if you walk through and you actually go into the Shushram, then you Chayiv, Hachinami Leishna. Here also, the same thing would apply that even though you had somewhere where it was in between it, it was some sort of a tour, it was a kamalis, the din should be that you Chayiv, and therefore that would be the raya, or that would be what we see a similar case that is midraisa chayiv. So in our case, also the rabbanon could say that you chayiv. And the gemara asks, "Master Rapapa, Rapapa asks the following shayla: Hanichal Rabbanon, it comes out very well. Point to rabbanon that is machlekes rabbanon Rabbi Elazar in Erevim b'degedas tzidur shusram. The army that they hold tzidur shusram laukas shusram rabban dami that the tzidur shusram, which is this place between Rishus Yachad and Rishus Rabban, where there was a break in the wall of the between Rishus Yachad and Rishus Rabban, that's not a Rishus Rabban dami. It actually is considered a kamalis. So then it's exactly the same case, and it's a good raya. But El Rabbi Elazar, but according to Rabbi Elazar, tzidur shusram Rishus Rabban dami, he holds that actually tzidur shusram is a Rishus Rabban dami. Michael, maybe you have no raya. There's no dimyan between our case and that case, because over there you're walking specifically from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Rabban, because even though the Tzidur Rishus Rabban between, the Tzidur Rishus Rabban itself is Gufa Rishus Rabban. So I'm going to Rachabed Rav Iko, that Rachabed Rav Iko says, Eim Rishamas L'Rab Lazar, when did Rav Lazar say that Tzidur Rishus Rabban is Rishus Rabban Dami Heich Lech Chifufei, only if there's no pegs, and it goes directly from the Rishus Yachid to the Tzidur Rishus Rabban, to the Rishus Rabban, so then you say that that is considered a Rishus Rabban. But Heich Lech Chifufei, where there was pegs built in on the floor, they used to make pegs in order that the camels and the donkeys and things that were passing through would not hit the wall and will protect the wall from being knocked down. So when you had pegs, Misham, even Rebbe Elazar would agree in that case, it would be not a Rishus Rabban, it wouldn't be a Rishus Yachid, but it would be this Kamalas, Hilkal Hadamya, and therefore even if Rebbe Elazar, there's a case that's similar to, so in our case that we just had, the din would be the same, that you'd be Chayiv with Rabbanan. Amar Beichar, Beichar says, it might have been Azai, Ben Azai is mighty, even though we just said, Ben Azai said, the Yipata in a case when you walked in, because we said that someone's Bahal his Ka'imi dummy, every second he was like standing, but he holds, that's only when you're standing, or you're walking through something, so it's going to be standing. But Bezerk, if you throw something from a Rishus Yachid, and it goes through a Kamas, and then into Rishus Rabban, even Ben Azai holds that he had Akira in Rishus Yachid, and Hanoch in Rishus Rabban, you'd be Chayiv. For two reasons. First of all, the person's not walking, therefore you don't have Mahal Kaimid. And also, he doesn't hold Kutu Kamishon Kadamya. And therefore, in that case, he would even there, Ben Azai would agree that you'd be Chayiv. And the Gemara continues, it says like this, Tani Nanochi. We learned to Bryce that it would be exactly like that. That Machlekes Ben Azai and Rabbanan is Hamayt Mechusul Platya Derastiv, our exact place, Chayiv, you'd be Chayiv. That's Rabbanan Shita. Echad Hamayt Becher Machlis, doesn't mean the difference if you might see your Machlis, or Becher Zeh Becher Hamayt. If you stretch your hand into from Rosh Hashayach and Rosh Hashayabim, and you pass something to someone, or Becher Hazarik, or if you throw it, because it doesn't make a difference if you're Rabbanan, you're always Chayiv. But as it says, Hamayt Mechlis Pato, Hamayt Bazarik Chayiv, by Mechlis or Zarik Chayiv. Why? Because by both of them, you don't have someone walking, and therefore we don't have dinner mahalach ka'imid. The Gemara continues. Turn up on him. We learn dal rishuyos l'shabbos. There are four different rishuyos that are relevant to halachas of Shabbos. There's rishus yachid. It is rishus rabbim. There's something called a kamlis, and it's something called a makom p'tur. And the Gemara will continue. Beis rishus yachid. What is rishus yachid? Charetz. If there's a ditch shu amuk yud, and that's 10 tvachim deep, rachav dalad, and it has a perimeter of 4 tvachim, so it's 4 by 4 tvachim, b'chein gedev, or if there's a gedev, there's a wall, shugavayyud, that's 10 tvachim high, rachav dalad, and it's also 4 by 4. Zuru rishus yach gemur, this is rishus yach gemur, and I'll explain a little later on what we're talking about. Ezer rishus ram, what is rishus ram? You have a satya, a plat, you have roads, you have a public place, umabayisam flushins, and or you have a large open road that's mefulish, that means that's open on both sides. So you're going through the mavui, and it's completely open to go from one side to another side through the city. Zul rishus ram gemur, that's a rishus ram gemur. Eimaitzian rishus yachad zul rishus ram zul. This is the standard halacha. You now take something from rishus yachad to rishus ram. Ve'ei machlisim rishus ram rishus yachad, and you now take something from a rishus ram to go inside to rishus yachad. V'mhaitzi v'hichnis, and if you did haitza or if you were machlis, either way, b'shogeg chayiv chatas. If you did a b'shogeg chayiv chatas, if you did a b'mezid anish karis, if there was no edim and no esra, v'niskal if there was edim and esra, avol yam if there was a see, or there was a bicker, there was open fields, or v'stavnis, or if there was a stav, like we said before, that case of stav, v'akamas, or kamas, which l'chur is exactly what these things are, they're kamas, so not, the Gemara will explain what this extra word of a kamas is, ain't like Rosh Hashanah, like Rosh Hashanah, it's not like Rosh Hashanah, it's not like Rosh Hashanah, v'ain nice and nice b'teichav, that's not standard for a lot of people to congregate there, it's also not a rishus yachid, but so now I carry inside midrabanan. I mean, nasa v'nasa b'teichav pata. But if you carry in there, then you pata. Why? Because since it's only drabanan, there's no chiyuv deraisa. Ve'em mitzi b'teichav rishus ram. You now take from there to rishus ram v'leim rishus ram b'teichav. Ve'em echnis rishus yachid b'teichav v'leim b'teichav rishus yachid. You now take it from anywhere because it's considered its own makam. Again, this is all midrabanan. The din of kamas is basically it's not rishus ram, not rishus yachid. It has its own din. But there's an issur drabanan to carry from there to Rishus Yochid or to Rishus Rabbim or from them to the Kabbalist. Chasei Shal Rabbim, Unvayish Enim Flushin, you have a Chatzar Rabbim, where many, many houses that go into a one Chatzar, Unvayish Enim Flushin, or if you have a Mavi, but it's not open on both sides, it's only goes through, it's a road, but it comes to a dead end. So Eru Mutarin, if you make it Eruv, then it would be Mutar to carry there. Well, Eru Asur. But if you don't make an Erev, then Midrabanan, it will be Asa. So it's Mutarim, is by, the, of course, we're talking from the houses to the Bavli or to the Chatzah. But from here to the Rishus Rabim, that would be Asa, and you'd be Chai because these things are considered Rishus Yachin. Now, you need an Erev because there's a Xer on air over these cases because many people use it. However, Lemaisa, it's a Rishus Yachin, this is not a Rishus Rabim, and therefore, if you actually walk from the Chatzah, or Mavishenim of Polish, and you walk into a Shus Rabbim, you would actually be Chayiv and Issa Deraisa. Now the Gemara will explain what a Makom Torah is. Adam Oymen al Askufa, if a person stands on his threshold, and this threshold is a Makom by itself, it's not Rachav Dalad, Rashi explains, and therefore it's not a Rishus Yachid, and it's also not a Rishus Rabbim, but it's a Makom Torah. So the din is for a Makom Torah, Noitim with Baal Bais, you could take from the Baal Bais who's standing in Rishus Yachid, and you could give him things as well. Noitim Ani, you're allowed to take from an Ani who's standing in Rishus Rabbim, and you could give him as well, meaning even Midrabanan, there's no Gzer. Well, eventually, you tell me about Baal Bais and but you now be the intermediary and take from the Baal Bais and Rishus Yachid, pass it through a Makom Torah and give it to the Ani. Or, may Ani Vinesh and Baal Bais, that Midrabanan, Bimnot of Vanasan, Shlashim Turim again, because it's only Midrabanan. Achei Maimim, Rav Leza says, Iskufa Mishamesh Bei Rishuyes, that depends what type of Iskufa it is. Bismash, Pesel Pesuach, Kilfnim. If the doorway to the Rishus Yachid is open, then you consider like it's already open to Rishus Yachid, it's like the Rishus Yachid. Pesach, no, but if the doorway is closed, then it has it in Kilchut, and all these things we'll learn in the Gemara later on. If this Iskufa was, instead of being less than Dalar, it was actually Gavayud and Rechavadal, and not a Makom Torah. We learned Zui Rishus Yachid. We said this is a Rishus Yachid. It's Mashma. Only this, something else not. Lemute Mai. What are we coming to Mai? Lemute Had Rabbi Huda. We're coming to Mai Rabbi Huda. The Tani. We learned the Brisa. Yes, I'll kenam Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda says as follows: Mishish Lebeis Batim Mishteis Rishus Ram. If someone has two private homes, he owned both homes, and he's on two sides of Rishus Ram. There's Rishus Ram that's passing in between his houses. So the din is that Lefi Rabbi Huda, a Rishus Ram has two walls on its side, on either the right or left, then midiraisa, it's not actually a Rishus Rabbim anymore. The Rabbanan arguing this. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds that's not considered a deraisa, and therefore, because it's not a deraisa, that's why you're allowed to really carry it inside. You're allowed to even carry from one bias to the middle to the Rishus Rabbim, and then to the Rishus Rabbim to the other bias. You're allowed to do that. However, you have to make Eis Lechem Mikan VeLechem Mikan. You have to make a Lechi on either side of the house, or a beam. But either way, you're making a Hecker. And this way, because you made a Hecker, now you see that people won't mix this up from this to a Rishus Rabbim. And then V'Nayis Bam, so you're allowed to go and carry in between. So you see from there, Amrulay, Chacham say, Eim Ma'am Rishus Rabbim B'Kach. You're not allowed to make a Eir of Rishus Rabbim because they hold Ma'am Rishus Rabbim D'Raisa. So the Gemara is saying that Lefi Rabbi Huda, this is the case that we're saying that the Gemara before said, Zuhi Rishus Yachid, this is a Rishus Yachid. However, the case of Rabbi Huda is actually not like, that is not a Rishus Yachid, that's a Rishus Rabbim, because we pass them like Rabbanan. But my Kari like Gemara, the Gemara before says, Zuhi Rishus Yachid Gemura. What's the Lashon Gemura? It's a complete Rishus Yachid. The Gemara says like this, Ma'otay, make people the Rabbanan led Rabbi Huda. Maybe even the Rabbanan Agan Rabbi Huda, maybe the have a Rishus Yachid. Maybe they say it's not Rishus Yachid. Harimun Tatal, we say, Mid Rabbanan, you shouldn't carry there because it looks similar to Rishus Rabbim. I have a Lizraik might lay, but let's say someone throws from the actual Rishus Rabbim into this Makom that's between these two houses. Maybe Midrash hold that Midrash is L'maisa Rishus Yachin, because they hold like Rabbi Huda, that because you have two walls, you have the two sides of the houses that are either side of Rishus Ram, it makes it into Rishus Yachin, and therefore Midrash, you would actually be Chayiv in that case, a Chayiv a Chatas if you did a B'shoigig, and B'beiz, you'd be Chayiv Skila. Kamash Buran, that when Rabbanan said that it's not a Rishus Yachin, they actually meant it's a Rishus Ram and Mamish, and therefore there wouldn't be even a Chayiv the Raisa if you threw something directly inside it. And if he's there, how do you read the words of Zuhi Rishus Yachin Gemura? Rashi says, Kamash Malan Gemura Klima Zuhi Shenigmar Minya Mechitza Shla. That the only time you have Rishus Yachin is only when you have all four sides have Mechitza. Shleishla Mechitza Mikol Tzad. Kagai Charetz, Chenged, Damina, Midalat Stadin, Good Asik. No matter what, you always have the Gudasik, all the walls are coming down, Plea Mechitza Al Reishai. Benimtsu Reishai Mukha Midalat Stadin. The whole thing is covered with four walls. The Chalal Dalin, you also have four Tvachim by four Tvachim. Alad Rabbi Yehuda, but because Rabbi Yehuda is only two sides, Lo Nigmar Mechitza Shelo Minyanan, V'la Rishus Yachin Klal, and that's not Rishus Yachin at all, it's an actual Rishus Rabban. The Gemara continues, Amar, we said before, Zuhi Rishus Rabban. We said, this is a Rishus Rabban. So only something which is one of these wide streets, or a street that's Mefulish, that's Rishus Rabban. What does it mean, Zu? Lemute Mai, what's it coming from? Lemite, Lemute Idrich Rabbi Yehuda, another thing Rabbi Yehuda is coming from Mai. That's not, we learned in Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says that B'negeya people that were going to be oil regal and they needed to have water, but Lemaisa, the bar or the well, wasn't a place which was a Rishus Ram. So if they're going to go take from the bar and going to take water and remove it from the bar is Rishus Yachin, you take it to Rishus Ram where people are walking, then you'll be Chayiv and Issa Deraisa. So the thing was that he used to take make a 10 amma by 10 amma square area, and the way they used to section it off was not with Eirvin, but they used to section off by having beams, two beams on each corner, basically to make the beams were perpendicular to each other, and basically by making these small beams together on each corner, basically with eight different beams, so that created a makayim that was considered a Rishus Yachin, and they were able to carry in there and drink water. But we learned, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Im ha'isa derech Rishus Ram afsukasan." If there was a derech Rishus Ram, meaning people would walk through those 10 areas, it wasn't blocked off by these beams, so people could still walk, and all the people that would still be the derech Rishus Ram where people would normally walk, even though there was a well there, they would still walk right through. So the thing is, you shouldn't have the derech Rishus Ram there because that would break this quote unquote Rishus Yachid, and therefore you said, we should move that road to the sides. But if Chavis say, ain't it Tzarech, you don't have to do it because this is created as a Rishus Yachid. So that's what it means in the Gemara. The Gemara said that Zuhi, this is a Rishus Rabim, means this is Rishus Ram. However, the case that we had by Pasuk Berayis, that case is not a Rishus Ram, that's actually Rishus Yachid, no matter what, even if the Derech is going through. However, Rabbi Yehuda argues in that, and he holds that even if there would be a Rishus Rabim, if the Derech Rishus Rabim would be going through this area, it would break it and would not be Rishus Yachin and would still be considered a Rishus Rabim. The Gemara says, "Vamai Karle Gemur." The Braisa also said, "Zuhi Rishus Rabim Gemur." Use the terminology Gemura. The Gemara says, "Here it doesn't mean anything." Ayaton Reisha by Rishus Yachin, we said Zuhi Rishus Yachin Gemura. Tainami Sefer Gemur. Therefore, in the Sefer, we also use the terminology Gemura. The Gemara asks, "Velech Shanami Midba." Why don't we count a Midba as well? A Midba should also be a Draisa of a Rishus Rabim. Tanya, we learned a Braisa. Is a Rishus Rabim? What's a Rishus Rabim? Satya, Plati, Gdela, Umu, Vais, and Flush, which were the three that we learned in the Braisa. Beha Midba, and we bring a Midba. Abai says, like Kasha, Kamis, Yisrael, Shriyam, Bibidor. The Braisa says a Midba is a Rishus Rabim. That's when the Klal Yisrael was in the Midba. They were camping in the Midba. So then there was a huge crowd there. Of course, that was a Rishus Rabim. Bismazer, that's not normal for people to travel in the Midba. So then that would not be a Rishus Rabim. Omar, we learned, if you might say Machnas, then if you did a B'shoigi Chayiv Chatas, B'mezit, if you did a B'mezit, on Ishkaris, then you have a Issa, and you Chayiv Karis, if there was no Edom, no Asra, B'niskal, and if you had Edom Asra, you have a Chiyav Skil. Gemara says, B'shoigi Chayiv Chatas, B'shoigi Chayiv Chatas, Pshita, of course, the Chayiv Chatas, that's a halacha, it's a posh halacha of a deraisa. B'mezid, on Ishkaris, B'niskal, Ishkaris, the chiddush is that B'mezid is in a Karis and in Niskal. The Gemara says, Hanam Pshita. We also know if you ask anyone, you say, what is the Chiyav if you're even Issa deraisa of Shabbos? Of course, the Chiyav is Karis and the Chiyav is Skila. The Gemara says, Hakamashba, this is the chiddush, Kidur Rav, like Rav said, Dom Rav. Rav says, Matsasi Megillah Starim, they found a old scroll that was hidden away, Be'er Chiyav, by the Shiva Chiyav, Vekosaba, and we resulted as follows. Is Ben Yehuda said, "Avos Melachos Mem Chasachas." There are 39 Melachos of Shabbos. Ve'in Chayiv Al Achas. And the Havamina Gemara is right now that it means that if you did all 39 Melachos with one helm, then you'd only be Chayiv one carbon for all 39 malachas. But any, it's not true. What's not, we learned, obvious malachas mem chavos achas. Our Mishnah later on in the Masechta says that there are 39 malachas, and we ask, minyan alamli, why do we have to say a count that there are 39? Rabbi Yechon says, shimasam kulim behalam achas, chayiv al kol achas v'achas. Actually, to teach you that if you did all 39 malachas in one helam, you chayiv 39 karbonas. However, you're not chayiv more, you're not chayiv as an obvious on taldeis, but you definitely chayiv 39. So that can't be what Yisrael ben Yehuda means. Why? Because Yisrael ben Yehuda used the same lashon of us malachas mem chavos achas. Ela'ema, what does Yisrael ben Yehuda mean? In a chayiv al achas man, there's one malacha that for all the rest of the malachas is din chayiv skila for a mezid, but there's one malacha that on that malacha you wouldn't be chayiv skila on a mezid, and we weren't sure which one it is. There was a suffix, which one of the malachas he meant. V'akamashpan, the chiddush in our gemara is that hamahadat le'misafkan. This is one of them that we don't have a suffix, and therefore that's why we said from the suffix of Yisrael ben Yehuda, this is not one of them that we have a suffix, and we will stop over here.